In last week's show, we highlighted the San Francisco State of the Birds report, which showed that certain habitats, such as tidal flats, are experiencing declines in bird populations. While most of us think that the word habitat refers to a wild or natural place, this is not always the case. Birds often use man-made structures as habitats. These edifices can even be disguised as natural habitats. One local organization is making strides to convert a once-forgotten man-made island into a paradise for birds. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look to a small island in Richardson Bay that's becoming a big habitat for our local feathered friends. Welcome to Bay Birds. Oramber Island in northwest Richardson Bay was created in the 1960s from land carved from what most of us know as Strawberry Spit. After leveling the small peninsula to make way for a new housing project, the developers needed a place to put their excess dirt. The shallows of Richardson Bay looked like the perfect place. The soil from the housing development created an extension of Strawberry Spit and was later divided in half to make way for a deep boating channel. The division created a shorter version of Strawberry Spit and a 17-acre island now known as Oramber Island. Fast forward to 2007. A Costco Buscan oil tanker crashes into the Bay Bridge, spilling 58,000 gallons of oil into the San Francisco Bay. In an effort to find and rehabilitate oil-covered birds, Richardson Bay Audubon staff discovered that most of the birds sought refuge from the oil slick on Oramber Island, which was set aside as a preserve just 10 years prior to the oil spill. By 1985, more than 90% of the San Francisco Bay wetlands, including low-lying islands like Oramber, had been lost or converted into other uses. Realizing that Oramber was one of the few remaining islands birds can use, the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary teamed up with the Marin Parks and Open Space District to restore the island as a bird-friendly habitat. Before work could begin, Audubon needed a baseline evaluation of Oramber. Using adjacent Pickleweed Island as a control site, Audubon carried out pre-restoration land and shorebird surveys on Oramber starting in 2009. From these surveys, Pickleweed Island looked like the preferable habitat because 88% more shorebirds use Pickleweed Island than Oramber at low tide, and an amazing 91% more shorebirds preferred Pickleweed Island at high tide. Vegetation surveys also conducted by Audubon showed an invasion of non-native plants on the island, such as French broom and blackwood acacia. After the pre-restoration surveys were completed, restoration plans were drawn up for a 2011 groundbreaking. On August 8th, large construction equipment, materials, and a restoration crew were barged out to the island to get started. In only 8 days, the crew, with mechanical assistance from large tractors, restored 1.86 acres of shoreline habitat. In place of the vertical shoreline and the near non-existence of anything resembling a beach, the restoration crew created a gently sloping shoreline covered with pebbles, sand, and oyster shell hash, giving the new beach a bright surface rivaled only by tropical white sand beaches. This new oyster shell beach showed immediate improvements from the old shoreline. Only 1 day after the construction ended, 50 leased sandpipers were spotted resting on the new beach. While it seems that Audubon and the Open Space District successfully created a new habitat for birds, the shoreline restoration is only one of the project's goals. Other objectives include refurbishing other habitats, such as grasslands, tidal flats, and tidal marshes, as well as establishing gradual transition zones between these areas, known as ecotones. The reconditioning of these habitats and their ecotones should provide an ideal habitat for a diverse assemblage of shorebirds, waterfowl, and native plants. Audubon is also addressing one of the most pressing problems for shorebirds, the loss of wetland habitats due to a rise in sea level. To safeguard against the complete loss of this habitat, Audubon's restoration of Oramber includes developing topography on the island so that when the sea level changes, wetlands can gradually migrate into new areas. Oranburu is a large-scale and long-term island restoration effort. But if all goes to plan, it could be a model of how we can successfully create new bird habitats from once discarded land. To learn more about the restoration efforts on Oranburu, and to catch a glimpse of returning birds like the least sandpiper and the black-bellied plover, come out to the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.